This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We cook with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
Wow. An epic Super Bowl for an epic season.
Wow, that was great. What a moment.
It's weird because, look, most of the time of year, this time of year, we are spending a lot of time looking at football kind of through abstract lenses, and you're getting ready for your favorite team to get their way back. By the way, we're only, 10 days away from a football game being played? Hall of Fame game is July 31st.
An NFL football game?
Yeah, because flag football was big this weekend. It seemed like it was a lot of fun. They should have done it on Thursday after the All-Star game, but that's a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm. So we got an NFL game coming. And we've got an NFL Players Association in chaos. Last week, we brought everybody the story about Lloyd Howell and then followed that day after day as it kept getting worse and uglier and worse. And then he resigned.
Yeah, he resigned because they found out that he was using union money to go to strip clubs. He resigned because it became apparent that he's not really pro-labor. And I guess that was one of the things that convince some folks that he should be their guy, because he knows how to walk the walk and talk the talk of the owners, which I still think is a strange way to think about trying to have someone be a union boss. It's very, very weird. And then you add on to that, you add J.C. Treader, who had been the NFL Players Association chief strategy officer, and there's more than enough evidence of him trying to suppress salaries of players. The fact that he would go out here publicly and bleep on players in front of microphones and whatnot, and this is one of the guys that's the head of your leadership?
This is insane. This is the part. Like, this dude within the Players Association, the former NFL PA president, who has served as the chief strategy officer for the union since October, has bailed. And his quotes are so angry and weird. And you're the one who's letting us know and letting me know, Lawrence, that this is because he was kind of doing the union dirty from the inside, and it's basically been outed. So now he's coming on extra strong and kind of mean and weird on the way out.
Yeah, it felt like between the two guys, you had the wrong dynamic of what's supposed to be an association that is there to protect players. That's there and protecting players and moving players forward. Someone who is going to actually go to bat for them against the owners who have the upper hand in most of these negotiations. The fact that you had a guy think about that. Think about if you were inside of a union,
mm-hmm,
and the guy who's been leading the union has been out here, be like, you know, that Spiegel guy, he does not deserve what he is making. And I would be surprised if anyone gave him an opportunity to make more money than that. Like, that's crazy.
Spiegel guy.
That's crazy.
They didn't go on to say that, for the record.
No.
Because I don't make enough money for them to be upset.
No, he did not do that. It's just, I'm glad that we are in a space where he understands, or at least knows, that it's not a good look. He said to Jonathan Joseph, right?
Yes.
CBS Sports.
Jonathan Joseph
was an actual player, like inside the PA. I think what I realized this morning when I woke up after finally getting more than like 2 hours of sleep is that I fell in love with the idea of what this place could be. And over the last 6 weeks, I've realized what this place is and the delta between those two things. On the other hand, Treader and Howe, this is the Jones writing this, Treader and Howe were both casual about letting the membership know what they were doing in all cases, and particularly regarding the ruling in the owner's guaranteed salaries case heard 5 months ago. These guys were not doing the job of representing the players.
No.
Period.
They were not. Treader said, over the last couple days, it has gotten very, very hard for my family. That's something I can't deal with. So the short bullet points are, I have no interest in being executive director. I have no interest in being considered. I've let the committee know that. But then he goes on. He just kept going.
Yes, he did.
I'm not resigning because what I've been accused of is true. I'm not resigning in disgrace. I'm resigning because this has gone too far for me and my family. I've sucked it up for 6 weeks. I felt like I've been kind of left in the wind taking shots for the organization. I woke up and I'm going to be dying on this effing sword forever. I'll never be able to do what's best for me. And I'll always pick what's best for the organization. What's the organization done for me? Like, nothing. I've been a bullet shield for 6 weeks for them, where everything that's been controversial, it all dumps on me, and I've had nothing to effing do with it. And that's when I was like, I'm done taking bullets on stuff I wasn't a part of and did not do. What the hell is going on?
I got some bad news for J.C. Treader. That job actually is partly you being a shield, you taking crap, because you're supposed to be the person who's out front on all of this stuff. You think Roger Goodell isn't out here taking shots and hasn't been taking shots since he's been commissioner of the league?
This is the life you've chosen.
This is the life that you've chosen, and it's just ugly, and I'm glad that the process of this has allowed for players to kind of wake up and be more engaged. Like, we heard from a lot of veterans, some retired guys, you know, like that was one of the things that I thought was fascinating. Like, guys like J.J. Watt are looking around going, wait, what are y'all over here doing? Like, what is happening here? You know, that Chris Long is on his podcast, the Green Light podcast, going, guys, this is not how it's supposed to work. We're supposed to be working together, and we're supposed to be working at a particular aim.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really – I love Dominique Foxworth's podcast. Him and Charlie Kravitz do a great job on that podcast. And Dominique has been a leader of both the NFLPA and worked at the NBAPA. And we found out during this episode that apparently, he had made it through the first threshold of the NHLPA conversation when they were looking for someone to head up their union. He is, I would imagine, on the short list of people to be the interim president of the NFLPA, because it would be kind of plug and play. This is a guy who understands all of this stuff. I was listening to the podcast today, and there's a couple things that I wanted to share with you about it, Speaks, so that you can kind of understand, because I think this is the right way that you need to look at it. Dominique is very steeped in the union, in the Players Association, and he came up under Gene Upshaw, and he talked about, you know, Gene dying and how big of a deal that was for the rest of the guys to kind of carry on his legacy. And he said that now is bad, but it was really bad back then.
I have been in a situation where things felt bleaker.
Really?
Yeah. Gene died a week before the start of the
season. Gene Upshaw.
Yeah. Gene Upshaw, the man I mentioned in the off top, I think it was 25 years, was the leader of the Players Association, was the leader for the biggest gains, leader across strikes, leader when he got free agency, leader for the pension. He was he is like the seminal figure in the history of the NFLPA. We were prepping for what we knew was going to be a lockout. The information about the league hiding the damage that we were doing to our brains had just started to come out. Mm-hmm. Gene Upshaw, if you've ever seen his helmet, it's ridiculous. He had one helmet for his entire career. It had like holes in it and tape on it. It's crazy. Gene Upshaw was preparing us for this fight as he had many other in the past. And then he died. And I was one of the vice presidents on the executive committee at this time. And the season was going to start in a couple of days. And so all that happened. And the one guy who had... like really the only executive director like we really had who had been through all that for the mm-hmm. previous 25 years died. So like, yeah, that was a dark moment.
It was a dark moment, but Upshaw's leadership led to an exponential gain in salary and in a split with ownership. And by the end of Upshaw's reign as the executive director of the NFLPA, because he had been there so long, there were people like, well, wait, what's the deal? Is he for us? Even though what he did is he raised the level of pay and safety concerns for everyone involved. Then we go to D. Smith, and there, this is when D. Smith took over, I was still covering the league on a daily basis. And I know that there are people that didn't really dig D. Smith's vibe, but what I always respected about him is he was willing to fight the owners tooth and nail. He was willing to make himself look like an idiot sometimes to fight them tooth and nail. And I knew that he had an impact because of journalists that I would listen talk to about him and what they would say. People who I knew covering the NFL, and whenever you brought up DeMaurice Smith's name, how they'd be like, oh, that guy, I'm not sure he even belongs in the room with the guys. And I'm like, that's interesting that you say that. Why do you say that? Because you're being a mouthpiece for the owners, and this is what the owners have told you. They'll want to get strong leadership out of those rooms so that they can get a bigger slice of the pie. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that there have been people that have stood in the way of that. And there was something else that Dominique said that I thought was really, really important. And this can go for not just the NFLPA. This goes for a lot of different things. A lot of us have imposter syndrome when we step into some of these places. Dominique says that he may have had a little bit of it, but then after being in the room, he figured out that he shouldn't.
The reason why sometimes I think we misunderstand, I got to word this properly. Before, I said I wanted to remind the players that they aren't smarter than us. And the reason why I think sometimes we fall into that trap is because we believe, and it's not just us as players, I think general population, why we fall into the trap of believing that the next really successful politician or next really successful business person is going to be the great politician that pulls us out of whatever issues we have. Like, the reason why we all are susceptible to that trap, I believe, is because some of us haven't actually been in those rooms. Mm-hmm. And I know that there is no sleight of hand or slick tongue that's going to trick them into giving you something that they don't want to give you. No one's ever talked someone into giving them power that they wanted to manage. Like, it is taken. And the reason why you asking a question about anything other than work stoppages is because that like raises a red flag in my head, is because ultimately that's where we end up.
Yeah.
Anything that you want, it's going to end up there. Your perception that you are going to get it any other way is silly.
Really?
Maybe, yes.
There's no, so that's just always the trump card, that you guys provide a single service that's worth all this money for TV deals, all this stuff, revenue stuff. And the move is, if we withhold our labor, that's our only bargaining chip.
I think that we got free agency through decertifying the union mm-hmm. in a lawsuit. That is one way to go about it. But that relies on other people. Mm-hmm. That relies on judges, which is something that we don't control. That relies on lawyers making cases. That relies on a lot of different circumstances. And like, I'll use football as the analogy. You can have an incredible playbook, but ultimately a huge part of football is physicality. You won't take it out. And that's what I mean. So, of course, there are other ways to get gains. But if they say no, if the courts say no, if the fans turn on you, if the owners say, nah, you can't have that, we'll go somewhere else. The bottom line is that at the end of the day, they have to believe that you are willing to sacrifice more than they are willing to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And for them to believe that, it has to be true. It has to be true. You can't trick them. You can't fake it. That's all.
Look, there are going to be a lot of good, well-meaning candidates for this job. I hope that Dominique is taken seriously as a candidate if he wants to do it, because he has the right approach to it and passion. He kept talking about engagement and that he's super excited that players right now are engaged in this story in a way that in between CBAs, so we're 5 years out from a CBA conversation again, right? So the fact that there are players that are engaged now is important. Now, let me tell you part of the reason, Speaks, that the players got engaged. It's because Pablo Torre was like, guys, this is wrong. Now, I know that there's been a lot of people who have a little bit of Pablo Torre fatigue. Then Mike Florio jumped on it, and he threw it out there. Mike's a lawyer. He's gone through all of the CBA stuff. And then Don Vannata took it over. He and Kalen Kaler, you want to talk about really strong sports journalism. The four people that I mentioned, and there are countless others, but the four people that I mentioned, those four people affected change because they stayed with the idea of that doesn't look right. Let's do some reporting on it. Mm-hmm. They found the corruption and then they followed up. And then when it got to people like Chris Long and it got to people like JJ Watt, they were like, wait, what? What the hell is going on with the Players Association? This is ridiculous. It mushroomed. And that's where, to me, this is, it's a story of figuring out, one, union leadership and what unions should actually be about in a time where unions themselves are being crushed under the weight of all sorts of stuff. And then it's good journalism on top of it that helps to push the ball past the goal line here mm-hmm. by the people that I mentioned.
Well, I hope that the journalism will, you know, shine a light on the situation with the union, and then the union can get the help that it really needs from some strong people so they don't get railroaded at every turn, which it seems like they do. The NFL are gangsters in Armani suits, you know, just like just rifling their way through anybody they need to. And they're really good and really smooth because they know they've got this incredibly powerful entity that we cannot resist. So, all right. Well, good stuff. And it's interesting. I hope they get the leadership they need. There's a couple Cubs nuggets before we segue out of here and do something else. Did you see that Seiya Suzuki's playing center field tonight?
That's interesting.
That Pete Crow Armstrong has the day off, and the outfield alignment is Kyle Tucker in right, Ian Happ in left, and Seiya Suzuki in center.
You think Ian would go to center field?
I would think so. But maybe Ian is so good in left that they want to leave him there, and Seiya gets to post up in center. Alex, do you know how to use Baseball Reference? It's a website.
Yeah, I think I've heard of it.
All right,
yeah.
Good. Check it out. Seiya ever made a start in center field as a Cub?
I think he has.
And he might have. He might have, and maybe he's done it more recently than Ian.
And maybe they're like, hey, Seiya, play deep.
Yeah, just go ahead and play deep.
If it's over your head, it's out of the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And if it falls in front of you, it's a single because you got a strong arm.
And if there's anything in left center, Ian will take it.
He definitely wants it.
Because Pete won't be there, so Ian will be like, I got it now. Tonight, it's mine.
I'm Kelly Leak tonight. I'm going to be running across the outfield making plays.
So that's one thing. That's kind of fascinating. Seiya Suzuki in center tonight. And Ben Brown is back. Ethan Roberts, who I'm convinced is not a major league caliber pitcher, is gone once again, and Ben Brown is back for bullpen utility, one would assume. Pretty interesting, you know, to have Ben Brown back like this.
It's good stuff, and I'm curious to see how all of it I'm now, look, obviously I'm going to watch the game, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch this game because it's one of those things where Craig Counsell's like, I can cheat one game of Seiya in center field. Watch this. Watch me pull this thing off.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. And Brown has been a starter, so maybe they're going to start Ben Brown. Maybe they're going to go ahead and start him, because that's what he's been doing down in Iowa. They had him stay there and doing that.
Yeah, that's why they need to make a move for a starter. You got too many of these type of situations in your rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Get someone who actually does it for a living and allow them to live in that space. We need to take a break. There's been a lot of love that's been thrown out for Ryne Sandberg over the last few days, and it's appropriate. We'll discuss next here on The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Four.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Ryne Sandberg, it wasn't about getting a base hit, fielding a ground ball, turning double play, being a Cub. It was about being a person and act of kindness. The need for somebody going through this to have support, even if it's one person in their life, is so important. I could not have gone through it by myself, no doubt about it. There's too much to it. There's thoughts that to creep into your head, but to have positivity around you, have everybody on board, have the whole family on board, neighbors, friends, Cubs fans. I had posts on social media from Mets fans and Cardinals fans, the big rivals, you know, didn't like you as a player, but, you know, I'm pulling for you and prayers and thoughts with you. That it was huge. Talk about learning and having an appreciation for somebody going through this and with cancer, any type of cancer. I've learned that firsthand.
That was Rhino last year on the Cubs for Cure Radiothon, which will be this year, July 31st. Danny Parkins, as per usual, will be hosting the Radiothon. Back in January 24, Sandberg, he announced his diagnosis of metastatic prostate cancer. And then I was in the room when he said that he had gotten the text message that morning with his scans and that he was cancer-free. And he was really happy. Like, Rhino was my favorite player. He and Fisk, they were my two favorite players. I had a poster of Rhino on my wall through college. Like, I was such a fan of his and the way that he played. And, you know, he wasn't known to be the most outgoing guy. So sitting there in the room with one of my idols last year, Spiegs, is he's talking about how grateful he was for what how people impacted him in just saying that they were with him during his fight against cancer. It was moving. It was Layla and I talked about it. Like, it was a very touching moment for all. Rhino put this up on his Instagram last week, and he said, "To all my fans and extended baseball family, I wanted to share an update regarding my health. It's been a challenging few months, and I've been going through treatment on a regular basis. While I am continuing to fight, I'm looking forward to making the most of every day with my loving family and friends. I haven't been to Wrigley Field as much as I hoped in the first half, but I'm watching every game, and I'm excited for the second half to see Wrigley rocking like 1984. Thank you for all the messages of support. Go Cubs." That's from Rhino on his Instagram.
Man, and you know, over the weekend, in what was a stirring and electric weekend for Cubs and Red Sox, Sandberg jerseys were everywhere, including being worn by John Lester in the stands on Friday, and by Kerry Wood on the field as he threw out the first pitch on Saturday. So that's two Cubs legends right there who chose this weekend to wear the Rhino jersey. And, you know, with the tenor of that statement last week that you read, that's pretty scary and heavy stuff, frankly. And it's kind of cast a pall over a lot of conversations about that man.
Yeah, and knowing what he went through and the amount of joy that he shared, I obviously, like, none of us want to succumb to any of these things. Hearing him discussing it and what it means, and he was very adamant about this. If you're someone who loves Rhino, and you would love to, like, send him a message, like, via Instagram, this is one of those times where I would tell you to go ahead and spam his Instagram. Put the message in. If you've always wanted to tell him that he means something to you and to tell him to keep fighting, it matters to him that people are doing that, whether he was out in the grocery store or if he was reading. He reads that stuff. And if you wanted, for all the joy that he's given you, if you want to send him a little bit of joy, this would be a good time to do it. Because it's clearly, like, you know, having to go through this again is rough. And he needs all the support that he can get. So use this as an opportunity to share with him the joy that he shared with you.
It's good stuff. Ryan Sandberg has been a very active and present part of the Cubs in recent years in terms of being around, not just for games, but, like, you know, Ross and then Council and Madden before that, all have loved Rhino and welcomed in full uniform in the spring in Mesa. And I remember standing up on the outside of the stadium the day that Sandberg's statue got dedicated and Bob Costas was there to do the speech. Craig Council took his players from the locker room and said, "Come on out here." And the entire team came up and stood there and watched Sandberg's speech from up above. That was a really cool gesture from a guy in Council who understands. So Jed Hoyer was on the marquee broadcast over the weekend talking about Rhino, and I think this was, I have not heard this, but I know that you and Tanny and Alex all thought it was impactful and ought to be heard by our listeners. This is Jed Hoyer talking about Ryan Sandberg in the booth yesterday on Marquee.
You know, but before we get going, I just want to say a few words. I know Rhino watches our games, and I just wanted to, you know, say, really on behalf of everyone, I just want to say a really heartfelt, you know, thank you. You know, I was thinking about this today, watching the game at the beginning. I was thinking about this, watching the game last night and Friday. I mean, this atmosphere is so incredible right now. You look out on all these people and all this excitement. And I think the 84 Cubs and Ryan Sandberg started all of that, right? Day baseball, WGN, and Ryan Sandberg. And that's how this fervor got going. That's how this national fan base got going. And you know, he was a superhero in this city. When you think about, you know, Jordan, Walter Payton, and Ryan Sandberg all in here at the same time. And I can't imagine a person handling their fame better, their responsibility, you know, for a city better than he did. And, you know, I think all of us just owe him a debt of gratitude for creating this and creating all those memories. And so, you know, listen, I think in the minds of everyone, you know, he's always going to be, you know, homering off Suter. You know, he's always going to be rounding third and high-fiving Zimmer. He's always going to be playing the game the right way, and he's always going to be handling his fame and his responsibility perfectly. So, you know, we all love you, Rhino, from the whole fan base. You know, thank you for everything, and Godspeed.
Man, that's heavy. It sounds like he knows stuff, you know? That's the way that feels, and all of a sudden you start to picture, like, is this really going to happen this year? Like, are they going to make a playoff run with an ailing or God forbid, a passing Ryan Sandberg? Like, is this going to be one of those years that gets imbued and mixed in with success and loss? It's like, oh God, I don't know from anything personal that it's that heavy, that it's that scary, that it's that dangerous.
It
sure sounds like Jed knows.
Yeah. I was talking to a bunch of people around the ballpark on Friday, and there's concern, you know, like whenever you have someone who had a clean bill of health and then they have to kind of go through this stuff again, you're just hoping that there's another miracle in there and that this guy is able to rally through all of this. And because I won't get over that. Like, it affected me greatly last year. The sitting here while he was cheering the clean imaging that he got back, the clean testing, and how,
and then him breaking down in tears, thinking about it,
and him wanting to share it
with you,
the Cub fan, that he gave a lot of credit to Cub fans and people within the sound of our voices who just loved Rhino, or we're just empathetic enough to want to send a message his way. It's weird what, like, that type of power can do. And even if it is facing the unimaginable, to know that you are doing it and you're not by yourself. So that's why I say, like, this is one of those moments where it's okay for you to go into the comments of Rhino's Instagram and be like, Rhino, you're the best. Rhino, you helped me. Rhino, you were the person that I looked to for fun in the summertime. Like, you're a champion. Like, all of those things that maybe you wanted to say, and if you ever ran into that guy in person you wanted to say, say it now. Because he looks and he uses it.
It's also good life philosophy. Someone's done something impactful to you or for you.
Let them
know.
Tell them. Let
them
know.
Tell them while they're here. You know?
Yeah.
100%.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So, a beautiful way to play the game, beautiful way to think the game and battle as he did as a player. Very, very impactful for lots and lots of reasons.
So, Rhino, if you're listening, hang in there. Like, the whole city is behind you, man. Like, we all want that same type of celebration. And obviously, it's not going to happen during the Radiothon this year. But whenever it happens, we want to be here for it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Man. Always leave him laughing. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I could in this particular instance.
No, we can't, though. We can't.
Well, one day I'll tell you guys that you've done something impactful for me, but hasn't happened yet.
All right, there it is.
Good job, Kenny.
There
Thank
it
you.
Is. Alex, and also accurate.
Alex, you've done a lot that's been impactful.
Yeah, you telling Alex to go get coffee, that was rough.
That's not what I was doing.
Tanny, could you read the text into the group chat?
I have it muted. Let me pull it up here.
That was me.
muted our group chat. So here it is. So at the end of the commercial break, going into the top of the 4 o'clock
I wasn't here because I was down the hall waiting on my coffee. And what did I write?
Waiting on my coffee, Alex.
That's not accurate. It's not accurate.
It was implied.
No.
The Alex part was implied.
All I was saying.
Waiting on my coffee.
All I was saying was that I might be back 30
toe
seconds.
Tap, into toe this tap, toe tap.
And then Tanny's the one who took it to, that's a really passive aggressive text aimed at Alex. He doesn't know your order yet. And that's very funny.
What
Tanny's
is your
funny?
What is your coffee order?
Come on, make that coffee to go. Let's go.
Alex should know my order.
Oat milk, almond milk.
Oh wait, I should know your coffee order because I often will get you coffee.
I'll tell you what. Everybody should know my coffee order. All right, that's how I roll.
Do you talk about it on the air?
No, but everybody.
How should we know about it?
Because if you want, you want to be in my good graces, you should know my coffee.
Can you let me know right now?
If you go get him coffee, he lets you know.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in here because I went and got coffee for us a couple days in a row, and then you freaked out and were like, stop buying me coffee. Now I have to buy you coffee.
I know, right?
No, you don't.
I think I Venmo'd you. I think I Venmo'd
you. Yeah, I hated that. I hated that you Venmo'd me.
Well, I hated I was that already, you were saying to pay for it.
I was already down there, and you wanted some coffee.
I know, but it costs money. Alex, you should know my coffee order. You should know it telepathically because we're so locked in and zoned in. So just think about it and guess. You have three guesses to get it right or else the job is someone else's.
Here's what you should guess. Ice venti almond milk latte.
Damn, you sign the papers, you're stuck.
Damn it!
There.
Lawrence just gave it to you.
Just gave you the game.
Where's your spirit of fun, Lawrence?
I'm
see what you would have guessed.
I'm here to protect Alex.
Marking that down. 4:40 p.m. All right.
Yeah.
Ice venti almond milk latte.
That's it. Yeah, and I would like one. Thank you for asking. Appreciate it. Take a run.
He'll Venmo you. He promises.
I'll Venmo
Don't
Lawrence.
Venmo me, please.
He refuses to allow such things. By the way, I looked on baseballreference.com. It's a website that Alex couldn't quite figure out. And then I also looked.
No. Okay, here. I got to defend myself on this one.
Why? I asked you.
You asked me to find if Saya had ever played center field.
Right.
And I looked on there, and I'm like, okay, I don't see that he has. And then it turns out he never has.
He never has. That's why you don't see it on there. That's the answer. Do you not know how to use a website? Alex.
This is really taking a turn.
Say has never played center field in the big leagues. Not once. He played one game there for Hiroshima in 2014. Anybody?
It's not that hard, Saya. Tell him Quittenberry.
It's extremely hard.
It's incredibly hard.
Yeah.
I've seen if anybody wanted to take a shot at a Hiroshima line after I
No,
told you.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Archibald Meat Pants, because I kept thinking that I had seen Saya in a Cubs uniform playing center field.
Yeah.
And I did. It was in spring training.
It's in spring training. Okay. So he's got one game of professional experience in Japan in center field, none in the bigs here.
It's a really interesting choice by Craig.
It's fascinating.
We can ask him about it tomorrow when he's on the show at 3 o'clock.
I bet he'll be asked about it in pre if he hasn't had a chance
to
talk about it.
Yeah, maybe we'll hear some of that before the day is done. But we do need to take a break. We need to go to the other side of town.
They're balling right now, dude.
They are, and it might offer an opportunity to get someone up out of here. We'll explain next on the score.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. But I'm always worried.
So. That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my bit.
Afternoons on the Score.
Robert Jr. trying to chase this down. Oh, he got there. La Pantera with the closing speed. What a catch in center field to Rob Kiner-Falefa.
How about a two-strike base hit in the first inning to drive in a run, and it doesn't get any better than this. Talk about closing ground. Look at the ground that he covers. This ball is destined right to that bullpen area.
Ooh.
And that is full extension.
That was a crazy good catch by Luis Robert. He can do that for you sometimes. Take a really good angle, full extension, use everything that he's got in terms of speed and athleticism to make a big catch like that.
Yeah, he's got special traits.
Really does.
As a player.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it hasn't come together. But I do have some encouraging news. One, you saw him be healthy enough to make some catches. Two, let me run down some of his numbers for you.
Please do.
Over the last 30, not great, but not terrible. Not as bad as you think.
You got to go smaller than that.
But I'm going to get there. Okay. Don't worry. 229, 315, 417. That's not terrible.
Okay.
To be a 730 player is not terrible.
But he went into the break being real bad.
Last 15, 255, 364, 532.
Okay, I guess it wasn't all the way into the break, but it was pretty darn close.
Last seven, 375, 464, 667.
So there you go. That gets you over one on the OPS.
Way over.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I'm looking at the last nine games.
Don't bring up those two before.
Well, the 1.027. You know, I guess you could take those out. Yeah, you're right. Either way, we could have a lot of fun with numbers. What's happening is that he might actually be able to be traded now because people are forever enamored with him and in terms of the athleticism, and the numbers have just been so freaking horrific. But now the numbers, are they good enough just in this tiny little sample that he could make a dent? John Heyman was on the morning show and talked about the Luis Robert trade value.
They better include cash if they're trading Benintendi. I mean, no one's paying $15 million a year for him. So there's no option to trade him if you don't include cash. I would say with Robert, and to get a decent prospect, you probably have to pay it a little bit down. But salary doesn't look terrible right now. I don't think you can pick up the option. So you're talking about a rental. I don't see someone picking up a $20 million option on him. No way. So... I would think they would pay it down a little bit to get a prospect. Yes, I would agree with both of those.
So, look, there are a bunch of teams that could be intrigued enough to take a flyer, whether it's the Mets or the Phillies or the Reds, who probably should have done it in spring training but did not. It's like, I mean, this is a dude.
They're kind of rolling now.
I know. So. But this dude just has a pure, just to be thought of as a pure rental. And if you're the White Sox, package him up.
Yes, because you can DFA him if you don't trade him. You know what I mean? Like, so there's an opportunity there. I'd love to see him be able to be given another chance in a place where it would matter and maybe where he'll get better coaching. I'd love for that to be the case for them. But it's been quite the journey from a guy who, when we first saw him, you go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
The White Sox got a five-tool player guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a couple of seasons, you go, they really do have a five-tool player guy. And then all the tools went away.
But right now, this particular moment, I think he's probably showing enough that you can get a little something, get a little scratch-off ticket. Will Venable was talking before today's game and was saying that Luis has looked really comfortable, looked confident. He was on time, saw the ball well. Physically, looks like he's at full strength running around. The hamstring isn't bothering him at all. Like, this is this enough of a moment if they eat some money? I hope they eat a whole big pile of that money if they need to. Just what's left between now and the end of the year, that's all you got to worry about. Go get yourself a little something-something.
What if you packaged Adrian Houser and Luis Robert Jr.?
I mean, it's going to be a pretty pathetic end to the Luis Robert excitement that was.
That he's a throw-in?
Oh, that he's a throw-in, that you got to eat money just to get it to get him down to something manageable. Yeah, because all the comps that were thrown out there, I was chasing down every one of those comps. It was exciting as Luis showed up. It was like, he reminds me of this guy and reminds me of that guy.
He's got a lot of tools that would allow you to believe that he could succeed if in the right environment.
Like, there was, people were throwing around Bo Jackson.
Yeah, you should never, ever throw around that comp, ever.
But it was enticing and exciting.
There's no one who's ever been like that guy, and there's no one who's going to be like that guy. There's some people that you shouldn't comp. Bo Jackson, as an athlete, is one of them.
It's the greatest athlete of our lifetime.
It's hard to argue against it.
Him and Dion?
I'm still going to go Bo.
Me too.
What Dion did is incredible, but Dion wasn't also then running over guys.
Right. Exactly.
And Bo was, like, real dudes.
And I have no idea. Did Dion sprint? Because Bo was, like, elite college sprinter.
Dion,
as well.
There's a legendary story about him showing up to a track meet in his Florida State uniform and then winning the heat that he was supposed to run. So, yeah, but he never gave you a 300-yard touchdown in Tecmo Bowl. And Bo Jackson did that on the regular. You run out a whole quarter on a Bo run.
I would never argue against Bo, but just the whole idea of Dion playing in an NFL game and then the same night a World Series game.
It's pretty awesome.
It's crazy.
It's pretty awesome.
You'll never see that again, you know?
It's pretty ridiculous.
Did Brian Jordan end up doing that, though, too? We should look that up.
He played NFL games and he did play World Series games. Yeah. But, I mean, the same vicinity.
It's amazing.
But Bo had the arm, too, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you see Ronald Acuna's throw the other night?
Good Lord. 301 foot.
Flat-footed.
Yeah. Come get some.
Yeah.
Slide. How about it? Because you're probably thinking, that guy's on the warning track. He's not going to throw me out.
You know what dumbass team that was? Yankees. They stink.
Is there news on Pete Crow Armstrong?
Pete Crow Armstrong has a bruised knee, according to Craig Counsell in his pregame today. So, yeah. So he's not on the injured list or anything, but he's not starting. And Seiya Suzuki is playing center. The only other person on the Cubs roster who's played center field this year is Vidal Brujan.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So they have a big gaping hole at backup center fielder on this team.
I think that's easily remedied. You put Ian in center and put Seiya in left.
But they didn't.
But they didn't today. We'll see how long Pete's down and what happens. Our buddy Rex Hudler is in town.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it with him next here on The Score.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.